huge potential news that people are reading into around OpenAI and search engines today. So if you know who Jimmy Apples is on X, Jaden and I were geeking out on him earlier. Jaden, I think, literally said the words, this could be the best Twitter account in the history of Twitter accounts. But the news, guys, that we are seeing, or at least hearing, is that OpenAI may be moving closer to establishing a search engine. I think it was shared on X. Let me read this right, Jaden. It said OpenAI's recent SSL certificate logs revealed the domains search.chatgpt.com. And not just sort of like some of the tech stuff in the background, but also, Jaden, you and I have talked about this a bunch. OpenAI has sort of been signaling this, I feel like, a little bit. It might have been, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago now when they dropped the login for ChatGPT. Maybe it was only a month ago. And we were speculating, I think even on this podcast, that that tends to be potentially, you know, opening the gates a little bit to make people, to make it a little more accessible to folks, to potentially be a first step toward search engine. Obviously, Perplexity just hit unicorn status. This is a huge, huge field. I mean, Google has been obviously incredibly dominant. They're talking about May 9th as a potential announcement date. Not OpenAI. This is all speculation. But that is by no coincidence, because you know how OpenAI rolls, just before Google I.O. I don't know, Jaden, just knowing that this is all speculation, thoughts on all this stuff?
Yeah. First off, yeah, Connor's 100% right. For anyone listening, like, you actually have to go follow Jimmy Apples on X. He's got 34,000 followers. Not a massive account, but I was just scrolling through and getting, like, all my favorite... like. This is what I love. I love anyone that shares, like, leaked, like, not hacked, but, like, they just figured stuff out, right? Like, they figured out the new SSL certificate so they can deduct that this is what OpenAI is working on. This is why I subscribe. The only newspaper in all of the world I subscribe to is The Information.
Yeah.
And the only reason I do it is because they just get these, like, insider scoops where they probably have a friend at, they're you know, incredible. Inside of some of these companies. And they just, like, front run some of this, like, crazy news. And so you just, like, you just love it. You don't get it anywhere else. And they find it in a hacky way. So. Yeah, that shout out to that. As far as the search engine goes, this makes perfect sense. I actually think there's been a wink, wink, nod, nod on OpenAI doing a search engine leading to last year, because people were, talking to Sam Altman in some interviews last year, and they were like, hey, like, what do you think is going to happen to Google? Is this going to be a threat to them? And he's like, Google's a big company. Like, I wouldn't count them out. Like, they're, you know, they're probably going to be, they'll probably come out with something, whatever. So, like, he was definitely, like, downplaying himself. When you're a small startup, you only, I don't know, in my opinion, he's kind of doing this whole downplay, like, you know, let's see what they do. And then obviously, like, they haven't done anything that insane or successful or popular or blowing anyone out of the park. So now it sure seems to be like, oh, let's see what they do. They didn't do anything. Well, okay, we're coming for them next. That is just the vibe that I 100% get out of them. It makes sense. This is a massive market. So Connor and I were just talking about this, but recently... Google had to unseal some documents in a court case, and they revealed that Google is currently paying Alphabet $20 billion, or at least that's what they paid in 2022.
Alphabet paying Apple. I think you said Google paying Alphabet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Alphabet, Google, paying Apple $20 billion to be the default search engine on Safari. So, like, this is a massive business. This is very valuable. They're obviously protecting this, paying these insane fees or whatever. So I think OpenAI entering this market is definitely something Google's terrified of and makes a lot of sense for them.
Yeah, you know, that's such a good point to bring that up too, because it's one of these things where Apple, think about the Apple iOS ecosystem, right? Like, it's sort of like Google. Like, whatever you put out there, people will just buy. Do you know what I mean? Like, people aren't going to overthink, like, well, this, you know, I'm going to go for my app. I mean, look, as much as, I mean, Perplexity being at $1 billion, is unbelievable. U.com is growing. You and I both really like them. There's some, and I mean, look, when Bing came out, not Bing came out, but when, well, yeah, when Bing came out, there were nothing. But when Bing integrated with OpenAI, this is early days of all this. Everybody's like, wow, what percentage are they going to take? I think they took like 2%, which, by the way, huge amount of money. But when you think about Google having like 92%, I think it's probably still around that of search. That's unbelievable. But also, why is it unbelievable? It's unbelievable for exactly one reason, and that's ad revenue. Like, there's no other reason. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not a public utility, although it feels like it, right? I mean, this is how Google makes a gajillion dollars a year. So the most important thing people need is to have it in front of their face. Like if you just say like, hey, in the Google, you know, there's Gmail and now there's Google, blah, blah, blah. Like 90% of people who are still in that ecosystem who use Google Docs and use Gmail, everything like that, Google Calendar, like you and me and everybody else, we're just going to use that, right? Because it's a great integration. There may be some phenomenal startup, but we're never going to see it. And so Google integrating with Apple is huge. But if Apple can sort of like build something like this out themselves, it'll be huge. But if then Apple cooperates with OpenAI and OpenAI somehow, and I don't know how this would work, but like, I mean, more likely it's probably like Microsoft sort of like saying to Apple, like, listen, we'll be the default search engine, all that kind of stuff. I just don't know, because I don't think a lot of people are thinking, I might have this wrong. I don't think a lot of people of a certain age, I mean older, are looking and being like, I'm going to choose this app over this app. This is the app that came on their phone. Jaden, I just saw a statistic the other day that 1.5 million people are still paying for AOL Instant Messenger. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Really?
Oh, well, the thing is, once that is in front of you, that's in front of you. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know if that thing still works.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably the strategy for all those people is that there's no unsubscribe button that they can find, so AOL just has you hooked forever. I got a big bone to pick with AMC Plus. Dude, I get billed on my PayPal monthly for AMC Plus. I don't know where I subscribed to a free trial at some point for it. I have looked. I have hunted down every email. I can't unsubscribe. PayPal doesn't let me unsubscribe. I don't know what to do, so I just pay that. So maybe there's people like that using AOL where you're just stuck on it forever. Okay, more important issue, though, with Google, here's what I think. Google's paying $20 billion a year to be the default search engine. Great. Sounds like it's like Apple goes around and drums up a little offer from Bing and drums up a little offer from DuckDuckGo and whatever and comes back to Google and is like, look, you got to up the price. And Google doesn't want to miss out, so they just keep doing it. At the end of the day, I also feel like Apple wants Google to be the default search engine because it's obviously the biggest and the best. So they probably just threaten them and then like they get the deal worked out. But like at the end of the day, it's probably Apple also wanting that to be the default search engine. And they're like, I don't know if they actually would go to Bing. And that's because most consumers use Google. So they're like going with the industry standard. They're going with what most consumers like. If OpenAI breaks in with a tool that now everyone loves or Perplexity or you.com, and all of a sudden these like competitors are starting to like become very popular with consumers, all of a sudden it becomes less of an issue for Apple to be like, we legitimately could switch to, let's say, OpenAI because ChatGPT, because people tend to like it better than like what Google's offering right now, right? And I'm seeing a big sentiment and shift in a lot of users right now. So I think this could be possible. Imagine a world, just talk about search engine breakup that Google's had a monopoly on for a long time. Imagine a world where OpenAI comes out with a search engine, whether they become the default on Apple or not. Imagine that happens. It gets a 10% of the search market. And then imagine Apple switches the default search browser to anything else, Bing, OpenAI, anything else. Like Google, I think, would feel a massive, they're going to feel that. Like Google could actually, we could see the first time where Google starts slipping in market share significantly. And I think this is just not a future that anyone could have predicted or imagined like 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, and this is the great thing about ecosystems too, is that, I mean, they're completely dominant and then you have to sort of like watch as these other companies are coming up in it. And AI just feels like the kind of disruptive force that, like, maybe the only disruptive force that could possibly do it. Nobody else is going to disrupt Google on pretty much anything else. But again, Perplexity, it's a great tool. It's now valued at $1 billion. And it's the thing that I just keep coming back to, Jaden, and just like my common sense part of my brain keeps dragging me back. It's like, and Jaden, my gosh, you know, we've been saying this for over a year. Isn't Google going to figure this out at once? You know what I mean? Like, isn't Google going to figure out sort of generative search? And I, my guess, and I have no idea, my guess is that why would they try to sort of speed this up? I mean, the amount of money they make a month on ad revenue without doing Google, I mean, yes, it would be better for the consumer, but they're like, hey man, if everybody's coming here and buying our worst product in terms of Google search, then why on earth would we switch it? I just can't, and I think they can catch up so quickly, as we've sort of seen in the last couple of months. Google has actually been doing really, really well in the last couple of months. I think that they're sort of, you know, and Google I/O is coming up in a week or two. I just don't think that there's, it feels like law firms and AI, right? I mean, it feels like this moment where like, if law firms, at some point, the first domino is going to fall and everyone's going to be like, hey, a billable hour is no longer a billable hour because you can do it so much faster. But if Google has all this, all these eyeballs, and they're still able to sort of like run search and everybody's there, why would they, and we're all sort of crushing them because like, oh, you're not keeping up the Perplexity. I mean, Google's like, dude, you go ahead and have your sort of AI startups. Like, we're just raking in money right now. What incentive do we possibly have, you know?
Yep. I think you nailed it, Connor. Like, they don't want to innovate, not because they're incapable, because every day is more money for them. So the longer they can slow roll the inevitable demise of, I think, what is currently the way people search, more money for them. Fascinating conversation. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode today, Connor would really, really appreciate it if you could drop him a review. Everyone, shout out Connor for all of the insights that he's been dropping in this episode. This is juicy stuff. We really appreciate it, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.